Charlie 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
The Dew Line tells us the Russian Air Force will receive its first Sukhoi T-50 PAC-FA stealth fighter this quarter for flight tests this year and service entry in 2016. Meanwhile, the Lockheed Martin F-35B completed its 500th vertical landing and is set to resume sea trials in a push to enter U.S. Marine Corps service in 2015. And Japan launched a small aircraft carrier, just the thing for F-35Bs. Online chat has safety editor David Learmount more worried about the degree to which airline pilots are losing faith in their ability to fly ordinary maneuvers and visual traffic patterns, because they practically never have to do it, he writes. On the aerial view, read about 3D printers, guns, and havoc at security agencies. Hyperbola outlines European Space Agency hopes that reaction engines could turn its Skylon idea into a full launch system in the early 2020s. Last week, we asked readers, what is your opinion of the rebranding by EADS? 27% of you said it's a clever strategic revamp, 60% said it is merely window dressing, and 13% said it is an admission of defeat. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Airbus has failed to convince advertising monitors to castigate Boeing for publishing claims that its 747-8 achieves better fuel burn per seat than the A380. Two specific Airbus complaints about the advertisement, which appeared in Flight Global publication Flight International, have been dismissed by the UK's Advertising Standards Authority. Boeing had claimed that the 747-8 was 8% more efficient than the A380 and had a 26% trip cost advantage. Airbus had objected to the efficiency claim on the grounds that Boeing was using a 467-seat configuration for the 747-8 against a 555-seat layout for the A380. The European airframer argued that to achieve the same comfort standard as the A380, the rival 747-8 would have to be fitted with only 405 seats, and that this would increase the per-seat fuel burn. But the advertising authority points out that the Boeing claim referred simply to the basic fuel burn figure, not the cabin comfort. IAG has placed options for a total of 44 Airbus A350s and Boeing 787s to renew the Iberia long-haul fleet, subject to its Spanish subsidiary's satisfactory restructuring. When the Iberia parent company announced in April plans to order 18 A350-900s for British Airways, IAG disclosed that it had also reached agreement with Airbus, as well as Boeing, to secure commercial terms and delivery slots for A350s and 787s. IAG is already a 787 customer, having ordered the twin jet for BA. Gulf carrier Emirates has launched a private jet charter operation, Emirates exclusive, using a 19-seat Airbus ACJ319. Emirates executives elevates the high standards and quality of Emirates that our customers have come to expect, with the flexibility and luxury that can only be offered by a private chartered flight, says Andan Kazim, Divisional Senior Vice President at Emirates. It hopes to tap into growth markets in the Middle East, India, Russia, and China, says Kazim. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau is investigating an incident on board a Qantas Airways 737-800, where an inadvertently activated system caused the aircraft to deviate from its flight path. The aircraft, registration VH-VYE, was operating a scheduled passenger service on the Canberra-Brisbane route when the incident happened on February 25th. The ATSB said in its initial report that after the climb phase, when the jet was at 41,000 feet, the autoflight system approach push button was inadvertently selected. Quote, with the autopilot engaged, the arming of the APP meant that when associated with a pre-selected instrument landing system frequency, the autopilot would command the aircraft to intercept and capture the associated localizer and glidescope beams when within range, according to the ATSB. Cessna has flown the first production unit of the new Citation 10 twin-engine jet, reaching a top speed of Mach 0.935 during the 3-hour, 6-minute flight, the manufacturer has announced. The 8-passenger mid-sized jet, featuring upgrades such as Garmin G5000 avionics, auto throttles, and a slightly longer cabin, is now scheduled for first delivery in early 2014. Gary Drummond, Cessna's senior production test pilot, called the first flight flawless. After takeoff from Cessna's base on the southwest side of Wichita, Kansas, the new Citation 10 climbed to 49,000 feet to achieve the top speed and maintained an average cruise speed of Mach 0.915 at 41,000 feet. Drummond especially cited the performance of the new autothrottles as a significant improvement compared to the Citation 10 model, which first appeared in 1996.